Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Catholic Spirituality on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Camille O'Brien, joined by Father Nicolas Desposito, and now we present Catholic Spirituality.
Welcome back. I am Father Nicolas Desposito. This is the Catholic Spirituality Show on the member-supported Restoration Radio. We continue this season offering a commentary on Rogio Marin's Theology of Christian Perfection. We are almost done with the third section of the book, which covers the negative aspect of the Christian life. We have seen the active purifications of the senses, both internal and external. We have also covered the active purifications of the intellect and the will. Today, I would like to introduce our listeners to the last chapter of this section, the passive purifications. We are going to speak about the necessity of such purifications and say a few words about the night of the senses. But we do not intend to finish this matter today. Our next episode will continue where we live today and will finish with the night of the spirits. For those who have the PDF copy of the book, we are on page 324. The author gives a thesis, which he proves, quoting the authority of St. John of the Cross. The thesis is the following. The full purification of the soul cannot be attained without passive purifications. I repeat the thesis. The full purification of the soul cannot be attained without passive purifications. And of course, the perfection of the soul, what we call holiness, cannot be attained without a full purification. So what the whole doctrine of St. John of the Cross and what Rogio Marin is trying to teach in his book is that we cannot arrive at holiness, at perfection of this in the spiritual life, without arriving at the mystical life, without being purified by God and the actuation of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. So again, not only that passive purification is necessary for those who lead a religious life or a priestly life or a life of extraordinary piety or the life that you read when we commemorate the saints, etc. But anyone who wants to become a saint, anyone who wants to be fully purified of all, not only sin, but even imperfection, must go through this twofold purification, which is passive. So again, we have already covered those things which are active, that is, in which the person, with the help of the grace of God, can do by himself. But now, what we are talking about is a purification that comes from God, that we are already talking about the beginnings of the mystical life. And the important thing to remember is that we need those passive purifications, or in other words, we need to arrive at the mystical state in order to become saints. And this is for everyone, not only for special or extraordinary vocations, but for everyone. Again, I will repeat, the third time I will say the thesis, the full purification of the soul cannot be attained without passive purifications. Beginners cannot purify themselves entirely, however much they exert themselves in this activity. Even if they do all that is humanly possible, it is necessary that God effect the purification in them passively. And there is a note here. It says,